after I met you.
Uh-huh. After I met you, it's called about 1 o'clock, uh-huh. 1:30 maybe, 2 o'clock. So he was down in the Gilanahala, or some of the other monks, they are packing something when he was there. Uh-huh. 2 o'clock.
I don't know.
Somebody asked yesterday about whether this Vikala Bhojana and so forth is all about swallowing with the throat. Okay. Now, these rules, like Vikala Bhojana, Sanidhi Karaka, they use the word, not Mukha Dwara, they use Ajuhara. Ajuhara means swallowing.
然后像飞机师储存师傅这些剑，然后他们那个他们那个说饭戒的时候，他们并没有用这个口门这个词，然后他们吞咽这个词。So
and the Pachitya number 4 uses both Mukhadwara and Ajuhara.
Pachitya number 4 is
Dandapona.
Number 40, that is
40.
Okay. 然后但是八戒第四十条上就是手术这条戒，他用两个词，一个是口门，一个是吞咽。
But even other rules, I think it is, let me see, this Pavarna Sikabata, they use the same Ajohara, Ajohara. I think all Bhojanavaga rules, they use Ajohara.
那么说，这所有这个食物品的这些八戒，他们用的都用了吞咽这个词。
Pavarana also Ajohari Ajohari Pachitya. Apati Pachitya. Pavarana Sikabada.
Sorry, Pavarana only Ajohari, no Mukhadwara.
He does not say Mukhadwara.
Okay.
But it's the same because now, you see, the word Mukhadwara came into the rule in the Pachitya number 40. When these monks, they were drinking water, and thinking after the Buddha put the rule, that I should not take anything is not given. So then, and then Anupanyati, this is later formulation was that when the monks, they were drinking water, they thought it will convey in this in Mukhadwara is Pachita or not. Therefore, they because the Buddha prohibited everything not to swallow. And then the monks thinking about Mukhadwara, is allowable to put water in the Mukhadwara or not? And then the Buddha told, anyatra udakanadavana, except water and toothstick you can, because Mukhadwara. And that Mukhadwara it is, I will explain, now if Indians and Sri Lankans drink water, okay, they never put the lips here. They drink water like that. Okay? They drink like that. And the water goes directly in there, in the throat. Okay? Do you see, you ever seen how Sri Lanka drink water?
I only saw them squatting there, but I didn't say exactly what.
Yes. They never touch the lips. They just pour the water into the mouth.
Because then this cup is filthy or something.
No. Because these cups can be used for others also. No?
Okay.
In the same way with this flask, these bottles, Coca-Cola, or even Fanta, all like that, even plain water, mineral water, they never touch the bottle with the lips. They just drink like that. Therefore, this is actually because it goes direct to the throat. In that case, these monks, they, after the Buddha put the rule, they kukuchayali, they are remorseful whether it is allowed to put water into the mouth, because the Buddha tells ajuhari, ajuhari, no, swallowing. Therefore, they mean this kind of mukhadwara, not the lips. In that case, now this rule mentions both ajuhara and mukhadwara. They mention both, but other rules do not mention the mukhadwara. They mention about ajuhara, but it is the same place. It is the same place. It is actually down the throat.
他说那个在书品这边，就是这篇里面，像那个第三十五章那个祖师戒，然后那就是这边明确就只说是吞咽，然后在第四十二手术这条线，他那个技术口面也说是吞咽，然后他是在他是这样，他是在根本是说的时候，就是那个一开始佛的时候这条线，他只说吞咽，然后后面有些比丘，然后他那个他这人就想喝水，喝没有经过手术的水，他把那个实验下去了。 然后当时这个笔会想，我当时那个在律藏里边记载，就是说这个水已经通过了我的口门，是不是已经犯了佛陀制定这个戒？然后这样这个地方给大家讲，就是口门不是有两个意思吗？可以指嘴，可以指咽喉。然后那个，我正常给大家讲，就是印度人和斯里兰卡人喝水的时候，他那个杯一般是不碰嘴唇的，直接是把这个水从嘴唇上面这样一倒下去，也就是说他进口门直接进的就是咽喉。 这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 面这些学说，他们说那个推演也好，口门也好，他们说的都是同一件事情，就是指这个食物或者饮料，要通过你的咽喉。
So now, in order to drink water like that, you have to actually close this, and then collect the water into the mouth, and after swallow it. If you throw it directly to the throat, the throat is open, so then you get it can go to the lungs. Okay, because you have to close the epiglottis, collect all the water into the mouth, how it's called, and then only open the epiglottis and swallow it.
他说那个如果你想用那个自然海人那种方式喝水的话，就是你在喝水的时候要先把咽喉那个地方的肺炎给闭住，然后等水等于水进入你嘴之后，就是暂时先储存你口腔里边，然后你再那个把咽喉打开，然后把水给咽去。因为如果你不是直接把水灌到咽喉里边的话，那个水有可能进入你的血管，然后进入你的肺里边。
I've seen also Burmese monks, they do like that. I've seen some Burmese monks doing like that. They don't touch the bottle into their mouth. They throw it like that.
他说他这样，他也见过有些缅甸和尚也是这么做。
They are even so skillful, not a drop of water goes out.
他说这缅甸那个那个这缅甸人虽然很擅长做这个，就是他们在倒水的时候，一滴水也不从嘴里边漏出来。
So, okay, now today you're going, what rule? Let me see, I have to check. We're going to rule 57. 57 is about bathing.
然后这个今天我们讲巴西利亚第57条，就是有关沐浴这条戒。
So then, who is reading now?
你那边啊，对，这
微提57，耳时， 博士尊在王舍城迦兰国竹林园即是朱比丘于多福陀温泉沐浴时摩羯陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗云我沐浴到多福陀乃于一面等待尊者等沐浴比丘等沐浴至日末于是频婆娑罗王因沐浴脚池城门关闭故停宿于城外明朝擦丹粗油而至世尊处向世尊问讯坐于一面世尊言坐于一面之摩羯陀王斯尼耶频婆娑罗曰大王何故尘徒丹粗油而来耶时频婆娑罗王告其事于是世尊为频婆娑罗王说法而令欢喜王因世尊说法欢喜从坐而起礼敬世尊又绕而去其实世尊以世因缘令及比丘僧而告比丘曰诸比丘汝等实见王而不知世量目耶实然世尊佛世尊喝得诸比丘如有见王而不知世量目耶诸比丘此非令未信者生信乃至诸比丘汝等当如此如是送此学处任何比丘半月以内若沐浴者多一体如是世尊为诸比丘治理学处其实诸比丘于暑时热时畏惧不敢沐浴以流汗之身而卧衣服及卧具因而污垢以此白世尊诸比丘听许暑时热时于半月内沐浴诸比丘送此学处任何比丘半月以内沐浴者除适当之时期外多一提适当之时期者热季中一个月半雨季初之一个月即两个半之暑时热时此为适当之时期如是世尊为诸比丘治理学处其实诸比丘病探病之诸比丘对病比丘曰有堪忍否得过否有往昔我等半月以内沐浴是故我等安乐然今由世尊禁制之未甚不敢沐浴是故我等不安乐以此事白世尊诸比丘听许病比丘半月以内沐浴诸比丘送此学处任何比丘半月以内热时病时此为适当之时期如是世尊为诸比丘治理学处尔时诸比丘于营修室之后未甚不敢沐浴以流汗之身而卧衣服及卧具因而垢如以白世尊诸比丘听取营造时半月以内沐浴诸比丘送此学处任何比丘半月以内沐浴者除适当之时期外多一提乃至如是世尊为诸比丘治理学处尔时比丘等行路未甚不敢沐浴以流汗白世尊诸比丘行路时听取半月以内沐浴诸比丘送此学处任何比丘半月以内若沐浴者除适当之时期外多一提适当之时期者乃至如是世尊为诸比丘治理学处尔时众多比丘于陆地作揖为风尘所污又天降小雨诸比丘未甚不敢沐浴以湿身而卧衣服及卧具因污垢以白世尊诸比丘风雨之时听许半月以内沐浴诸比丘送此学处任何比丘半月以内若沐浴者除因缘外多一提因缘者热季中之一个月半 雨季初之一个月，即两个半月之暑时、热时、月病时、断落时、行路时、风雨时，即此所谓阴文也。任何比丘之意，半月以内者，不足半月也，阴意者，用于药粉或粘土阴意者，每喜突击罗沐浴中鸟者多一品，除阴缘外者，阴缘者除外，属实。热季最终一个月半，热时雨季初一个月，季阴面，此两个半为暑时热时，可沐浴也。病时不沐浴，彼不安乐。当病时可沐浴。造作时，云乃至清扫房舍，当念造作时可沐浴。行路者念行路时者，当念行半游旬可沐浴。急行者可沐浴，行疑者可沐浴。风雨者，受风尘或二三滴雨落在身上者，当念风雨时可沐浴。于不足半月有不足想，除适当之时期沐浴者，不浴提。于半月以内有已想，于半月以内有以上想，多一提。半月以上有以下想者，出及我。半月以上有已想者，出及我。于半月以上有以上想者，不犯。于适当之时期，半月沐浴，半月以上沐浴，至彼岸时沐浴。于偏僻地，于事故。疯狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯也。
Okay, now here, you have never gone to India, no? You have gone to India?
I didn't go to India, but the others, I think.
You have gone to India? Punyarat?
No.
You have gone to India?
No.
Nobody?
He has gone to India.
Only he. Pandu Palace, you have gone somewhere else, no? No India?
No.
So now here, in Rajagaha, it is the city which is this incident happened. If one goes to Rajagaha, outside Rajagaha, there is Velovana. Velovana is bamboo grove. Okay? Many bamboo trees. Bamboo trees. No many normal trees, only bamboo trees. That is where the King Bimbisara offered this to the Buddha and the Sangha to recite. So in that bamboo grove there are many squirrels. All the many squirrels. They call it's called Kalanda Kaniwa. So now, if one goes outside the gate, this is Velovana, because outside the gate, there is a kind of mountain to climb up. Mountain going up. Just on the about probably about 400 meters. If one climbs up and so forth, there is a kind of natural, what's called spring. Natural spring. It's called tapoda. This is from the gate. He took picture from the gate. While going inside the gate, this is first building, but this is modern one. It's modern building. It's not velo. This bamboo trees. You can see. front tree, the front tree, bamboo. Because many maybe Indians they cut many they cut no.
Yeah.
So, but in Buddha's time there were many trees.
Oh.
So now outside the gate here's the gate about 300-400 meters on the mountain there is spring.
Mm.
Spring, yeah, so natural spring, which is the water is hot. I mean, lukewarm. It's not cool.
他说那个竹子比较少，可能现在竹子很多被那个印度人砍掉了。然后他说那个地方门外呢，就是这个竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子竹子 个眼，然后发现有一眼那个温泉，然后那温泉里边就冒出来一点温水。
So even nowadays, the spring is there. Hundreds of people going bath.
他说那个现在这个温泉还在，然后那个有成百人进洗澡。
So this is called tapoda. It comes from tapo means tapa, from heat. And water is called water spring. It's called hot springs. They are called hot springs.
他说这个词在巴利语叫 tapoda， 然后那个意思就是那个温泉的意思。
So those days now monks from the monastery they will go to the spring bath。And have a good wash and come back.
In that monastery or in Buddhist
time? Available.
In Buddhist time, you mean?
Buddhist time.
Oh, okay.
The monks, no? Those days.
Oh, okay.
In the Buddhist time. Okay. So monks will go to the hot spring, have a bath, and come back. But this Chabakya bhikkhus, till the night, you will go and bath.
So they bathed in the morning, but they bathed until night, you mean?
What time they started, but it says till it become dark, they will bathing.
Okay. 然后他说那个在佛陀时代呢，就是住持因经常比丘经常去温泉洗澡，然后那个这个六旬比丘他也去温泉洗澡，但是他们一直洗到晚上，就是天黑了，他们还在那边洗。
So, ultimately, the king, he was waiting, no, because he was respectful to the monks. He was waiting. It became dark, and still this monk was bathing. And ultimately, the gates. Now, in those days, in the city, they close the gate.
Oh.
Now this is outside the city. Velovan is outside the city. Tapod is outside the city. And then. The guardian, soldiers, the soldiers, they close the gate. And then the king could not go inside the city to his palace.
他说那个，因为这个国王他也想去那个，毗摩娑罗王他也想去那个温泉洗个澡。然后这个温泉位置是在那个城门以外。然后那个这个国王他因为那个对比库尊敬嘛，他就是看六旬比库在那洗，然后他不好意思进去洗。所以一直在等，然后等到天黑了。天黑的时候，按照他当时的规定，把守城门那个士兵就把那城门给关了。然后就光在那儿等，然后一直没等到，也没等到机会洗那个温泉。但是他那个城门已经关上了，所以光最后发现自己进不了城了。
So then next day morning, he went to the Buddha and informed this matter. This called the Buddha understood that this Chabakya bhikkhus they have no common sense. So they put the rule there.
然后他说，然后那个，第二天，然后那个毗摩娑罗王就把这件事情告诉了佛陀，然后佛陀就发现那个这些六旬比丘还没有上师，然后这样这样结束。
And the most shocking thing is that these Chabakya bhikkhus they saw the king. They saw the king.
Okay.
Waiting for him to finish, but still they will go on bathing till late in the night.
他说这件事呢很令人惊讶的一个地方，就是说这六旬比丘他们那儿洗澡的时候，他们其实看见国王在那儿等， 然后他们就是还是自己的人死，一直死到他们。
So then, Lisa, Indian monks, Indian monk, Chinese monk better.
这是印度学院，然后中国学院可能好一点。
Okay, now and then the rule, the main rule was that the monk should bath once in 15 days, once in half month. You can't bath, as called, any other times. The first formulation. But later the Buddha relaxed. He put more
exceptions.
然后那个这样，然后那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样，那个这样， Okay. It is the last month of the summer and the first month of the last 1.5 month. Mm. 1 month of the summer and the first month of the rainy season.
那是他说，然后这个地方的那个就是可以，不舍半夜之内沐浴，这而且这个时期是指那个热季最后的一个月半，和雨季刚开始的一个月。
So the last month of the summer it is, let me see, about May June something like that.
然后这个热季中一个月大概是在五月，就是公历的五月到六月之间。The
first of all, sunny about July.
然后雨季初第一个月大概是在七月份。Okay.
Therefore, now this called Unha Samayo. Unha means I call it very hot. Unha is hot season. This is the last month of the summer, is May till June. Means becomes hot in India. But Parilaha Samayo becomes more hot in July. That is actually the because of the heat, the ocean water also evaporates, no? And the clouds accumulate in the showers. Rain showers.
他说这个热季中一个月半，然后他指的是可能是那个暑湿，然后那个雨季初是一个月，他指的是那个热湿，然后那雨季初那一个月就大概七月份的时候，可能比那热季中一个月半还要热，但是那个时候可能那个雨它刚刚开始下，就是那个清风升高蒸发出来那个在海洋里面蒸发出来水，才刚开始下。
Okay, now the rest is easy to understand. Except, and again, if monks they have to travel, if monks they sweat, have a sweat because of walking, for example, sweeping and so forth, and they become dusty. And if they've been wetted with by the wind. They've been dusted by the wind, dusty wind, if they are sick. So these are exceptions.
然后除了这个，除了这两个月半的那个开学之外呢，还有其他的开学，比方说这个比库就真的那个，他因为一些工作，然后是被自己身体弄得很脏，再比方说他那个他身上的那个旅行。 或者说那个就是他被风雨弄脏了，或者说他生病了，然后这都是开启的音乐。But
the best exception, the best exception for us at least, it is that outside middle country of India, we can bath every day. This is exception.
但是对我们来说最好的开始就是说除了富士中国以外的地区，然后每天都可以沐浴。
Therefore, this rule applies only if you go in the middle country of India. For example, if you go in Rajagaha, in Vaisali, in Kushinara, in it's called Savati, all this area for pilgrimage, you have to keep this rule.
然后他说那个那是这些适用的地区范围，就是就只限于佛事中国地区，比方说你要去王舍城，然后毗舍离，或者是那个居士那拉这地方消失那个超市的话，然后你可能才需要守这条街。
But even then, because you are traveling, no, if you're on pilgrimage, you are traveling, no, from place to place, then no problem, you can pass every day.
但是因为那个时候你在朝圣嘛，所以说朝圣也是一种旅行。然后那因为那个时候因为你在旅行，其实你还是可以每天那个洗澡。
This is called Adana Gamana Samaya. Adha Yojana. Adha Yojana, Adana Gamana Samaya. Yes. If one goes Adha Yojana, half Yojana, if you travel, then you can pass.
然后这种开始成为行路师，也就是说你那个旅行距离超过半个游行，然后就可以沐浴。
Half a journey about 8 kilometers.
然后半游行大概是8公里。
Now from Varanasi to Sarnath. Sarnath is it Patanamigadai for the Buddha Prince Dhammacakkappavattana Sutta? Is about 10 kilometers distance.So if you go from Varanasi to Isipatana and come back, you can bath.
他说从瓦拉纳西到那个鹿野苑大概有10公里的地方，所以说你比方说从瓦拉纳西出发，然后到鹿野苑，然后再回来，然后这就可以洗个澡。
Usually monks they go and stay in hotels, no? Around Varanasi they stay in hotels.And then from there they take the bus, go to Isipatana, and then they worship there, and in the night return to the hotel. So after you come back in the hotel, you can pass.
然后他那个就是一般去朝圣这些比库呢，他们一般都住在那瓦拉纳西的宾周围的宾馆里面，然后那么去修炼也朝圣，然后晚上再回宾馆，然后再回到宾馆时候就洗个澡。
Okay, now Kanga Vijarani.You read the Kaka Vijayana also, explanation.
D-D-L-C
在第七，假如沐浴任何比库在中部地方，中印度，从洗浴之日开始在未满半个月，除了事实外，以我将沐浴而调理准备浴粉或粘土，从那开始，在一切家行或坐，在洗浴结束心堕落，在事实，即使只是扫僧房的程度，也是工作时想要走，或再走，或已经走半游行者，未为旅行时。在扬起乘风时，降下了2或3滴雨水而落在身上时，当知为风雨时，其余只是一律了解的。在王舍城，众多比库开始在不知量而洗浴的故事之地，除了事实外，16种为这里的随制，共通制定无秘密的三法心堕落，在超过半月从未满想或忍者。在超过半月从超过想者，或在事实沐浴者，或凡游过河的彼岸，或即使在干河挖沙做坑而洗浴者，在一切边地，在灾难以及疯狂者等无罪。在此有3种构成要素，于中部地方中印度未满半月而洗浴。没有事实，前往河的彼岸或灾难，等级等只与羊毛学处等级相似。
Okay, so then now I don't think this rule is difficult, but if you have any question, you can ask.
我不觉得这条线很难，大家有什么问题可以问。
刚才我想问一下，是那个就是关于那个肥皂那个事，就是看这个跟那个。绿藏，是不是我可以这样理解？就是说，即使在那个中部地区没有任何功能，我只是冲那个水而不打肥皂的话，都是不犯的。
So he's asking that, so even if he's living in Majima, water to bath. In that case, will he perform any offense or not?
No, it is. Now, you see, here it says dukkata offenses, no?
Yeah.
It's called dukkata offenses are if you prepare, no? You just prepare yourself, you prepare the towel, okay? Mm-hmm. And you go to the bathroom place, to every effort you do, mm-hmm. either you take a soap, you take something like that.
Mm.
You remove your chivara.
Mm.
So every effort you do, it is dukkata offenses.
Mm.
In the end, after you finish bathing, it is pachiti.
Oh.
Whether you use soap or don't use soap, it is the pachiti occurs after you finish bathing.
Therefore,
now about the soap and so what is about examples. So you might use a towel also, no? You might not use a soap before that, but you prepare the towel, no?
Mm.
That is also look at.
So he's asking that what if he rub his body with a wet towel like that? Is that considered bathing or not?
It's not mentioned. No, but bathing means like you really take water and bath, no? Bathing means it is. This is now wiping your skin. The towel you wipe your skin. It's not wiping. You real bath, like a shower. You wet the whole body. Wiping, different thing. Bathing, different.
So he's asking that he's not going to apply water on his torso, but he's only applying water on his limb. In that case, will he fall into offense or not?
That can be also for offense because now washing the face is a limb, washing the head is a limb. Now these are limbs, no? As well. Then washing your hands like that, no problem. Washing your feet also is limp. So these are not included. Bathing means you go completely and have a shower. Otherwise, you can't wash your face also. If you go to that extreme, you can't wash your face. 15 days. Wow. So then, okay.
what is the next rule?
Yes, you have to see. The next rule is 58. So, if no other questions are there, we can go
58.
Punyaratana, we can read, no?
Okay. 任理各自之一耶于是朱比库以此是尊是尊以是因缘定及库生为朱比库说相应是正是法后告诸普约然朱比库以实力故不为朱比库治理学处为涅生为生安乐乃至为定正法久住为静动日朱比库 汝等当如是诵此处得心一之故应取三种坏色中之一坏色即青色泥色或黑褐色亦若彼库不取三种坏色中中之一坏色而走用心一者阿斯迪亚心者云未行境一者六种一中之一一也 应取三种坏色中之一坏色者虽草叶端之一即当取之青色者同青或蓝青之二种青色泥色者泥水色黑褐色者云任何者黑褐色若求不取三种坏色中之一坏色者不取三种坏色中之一坏色如草叶端而着用心一者 巴提迪亚与不取有不取想而着用者巴提迪亚与不取有以想与不取有取想而着用者巴提迪亚与取有不取想者恶作与取有以想者恶作与取有取想者坏取而着用点近消失时点近处或时以点近逢于
点近物时与捕错故于坚缘不痴狂者最初是犯一个犯意刚刚为的人你念一下一会儿在第八义德的未德
只是得未获得与获得什么以像什么样的心的如此在书中说在获得心意在未除去彼因而说在获得心意即是获得心意之意在处在中间的两个词当只是不变彼库显示获得的那人其余的之意只是容易了解的此事这里抉择获得一件 达到下着或披覆的衣后完成该衣的染色工作凡在某这或那处以同青色或叶绿乌青色或泥色或以某黑色取了孔雀眼圈圆轮或臭虫的故其中之衣量的大小而做点净后那件衣即可以使用
获取三色之一而做点净者和点净后而使用者心堕落在沙瓦提供中开始在不认得自己的一之故事之定共同之定我命令的三法心堕落在以取坏色存未取想或以者恶作在以存在以取坏色存以取想者在所点之净消失在做点点净重获救
已做点心的和未做点心的相逢合，以点心的一后来做不错故，皆和违背故条代而使用那一者，以及共同者无罪。这里有此三种过错要素，一未以所说的方式做禁止一，二非是三下左一或披左一。等起等与羊毛学术等相似，而此处而此学处有做未做顺序。
OK, now here, if we speak us immediately after the high ordination, what's called, whatever new chivaras we have, we have to make him a kapa pindu, is called, an allowable mark, to mark the chivara so that, to know that it belongs to us, okay, belongs to us. And I will explain how to mark it.
然后，那个，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然后，然
get a high ordination. After the ceremony finishes, so you have to, you get new robes, no? Your robes must be dyed. Dyed means...
New robes? We get new robes after the high ordination, you mean? You mean after...
No, are you wearing new robes? No?
We didn't wear new robes.
New robes means as a piku, you get new robes. Means.
We didn't get new robes. After high ordination, where's the
not after high ordination, means you are wearing your robes, no? Because you tell you have three robes with you, no?
Ah, yes.
Three robes with you, in order to get upasambada.
Ah, yes.
Okay, now these are regarded as new robes. Then.
Okay. Even if it is old robe, now it is
new robe means you want to become a bhikkhu, no?
Okay.
These are not new robe means you have not kapapindo.
Okay.
Have no kapapindo.
Okay.
So before the ordination.
Okay.
After the ordination now. Okay. These robes, you have to mark them.
Okay.
So then after the ordination, so you have to this robe, which already died. So then to mark it. Now the way to mark it, it is to take this corner, corner of the rope. So these are double layer, no? Or double layer. Now from here, double layer, you have to measure about four fingers from here. And form four fingers on this side. Okay? And then with this finger you can point here. Okay? So, and this is the mark you have to put a kind, it's called like a round mark you have to put here in order to mark the rope.
然后这个这边是两层，然后从这个位置开始，然后从这个位置开始，然后一面是四指宽。 然后去四指宽的时候，那个在四指宽之后呢，在那个就是形成一个方块，然后再方块地咬线那个地方，点一个点，点一个圆点就可以了。一定要左边吗？啊？一定要左边吗？没有。So he's asking that is it necessary to put this kapapindo on the left side of the rope?
Left?
Left side of the rope. Is it necessary to put on the left side of the rope?
put it in any corner. Any corner you can put it, because usually we put it on the left because it's easy to lift. No? The right is underneath.
上面的脚也可以吗？其实对我来说没有上下脚，我上下都是换着穿，然后它是四个脚都可以。四个脚都可以。对，包括呢？Four corner.
Because now we wear the rope, you can wear this rope this way, you can wear it from this side also.
Yes.
So then you can change this part, you can put up. So then.
不是内面，他是说你上下两边可以互换。不是，我说是你内面还是外面？
So he's asking
that whether this kawabito should be put in the inner side or the outer side?
It's inner side.
Inner side, you mean?
Yeah, outside you can't, because it is. It says in Vinayamita again. Anuvata. Agali Anuvata Paribandhi.
It's not
mentioned. Yeah, this Anuvata. Anuvata means this is Anuvata. This Anuvata is no. It is this Anuvata. Because these are the parts of the Chivara. Okay? It's no offense, Anuvata, Paribandhi, Aggali. So these are these terms. Now, this is not Anuvata. This
is not the word Anuvata in the Vinayapitaka.
Aggali, Anuvata, Paribandhi, Anapati.
This is interesting. Adikama Sati. Okay. So that means if this kapabindu is put on this anuvata, then there will be no offense or something.
There is no offense. If you put it here, it is offense. It is not anuvata. This part is not anuvata.
So what is the does it mean here?
All these are part of the chivara. No, the chivara has different parts. No?
Yeah, I mean. Can you explain this word by word? Because the translation is
very. I have to show a chart how the rope is made. Let me see. I have to check.
No, just three words.
Yeah, okay. I want to show the chart. Otherwise,
okay.
You can't understand. No,
okay,
if you have the chivara, how the cuttings, everything, everything has a name.
Okay.
I have to show a chart. Wait.
Okay.
So
okay.
Then,
Is the word Anuvata mentioned in Kankabhita or not?
I don't know.
Okay.
这个新衣就我前面听，可能英文在说的话，就是说达上他的新衣，不能女士传来一年了，你叫达上。对，那就是说，除了达上新衣，后面人家供养的新衣全部要这样做。如果那个衣的话，需要的就因为你的衣的话，应该是。但是如果只是拿来去净施，或者拿好像不需要。如果拿来直接净施，根本就没有那个。对，拿来净施用之前一定要点净。
对，你要用是肯定要用，如果只是放在那儿净湿，我觉得好像是不行。
那我拿来新衣了，对吧？我不决意为衣，决意为床单或者毛巾，那要需要新的。
So he's asking that So after he got a new rule from the daika. So if he determined this rule as a bed sheet, in that case, is it necessary to do this kapabin?
Bed sheet?
Yes.
No, it doesn't apply for bed sheet. About three ropes. No.
This.
강가들이 다른 데로 와 들어오고 이제 오니 니바사나 파루바나 니바사나 파루바나 what you were underneath and upon your body 예 니바사나 파루바나 아 파네데 비니세 this is the decision assessment 어 니바사나 파루바나 지바나 라비토 But you can wear underneath and also upon your body. It's not about
other. 然后他说那个他里边那个第六十五页有一个三段是此时这里的抉择获得了一件达到下着或皮肤的以后然后他这个货是没有这个字的就是原文版里是没有这个字然后这个地方的那个达到那个下着或皮肤这个意思实际上就是就是指那个你可以穿上的意思三一的对对对就是三一
Okay, now Ian regarding this
I think the word anubata
anubata no now it says you can see there is no offense if one If it one does not put kapapindu in anuvata, it's an offense, okay? It does not put anuvata. Now, anuvata is this, yeah? I can show.
Yeah,
this is anuvata, okay?
Okay.
This is anuvata, all right? Yeah, it's called, if it is free without kapapindu, it's no offense. Therefore, in other places, like here and so forth, I can put anywhere, I can put kapapindu. But the commentaries advise to have the very close by to this area, no? to this corner, to put it here, to this corner and so forth, to find it very easily. Otherwise, if you put it anywhere in the place, in other places, you can't find it very easily.
So this advice is from Samantabhasadika?
Samantabhasadika.
Okay. Okay. 然后他说是这样,然后大家看那个不犯那个地方,就是那个绿藏里边不犯那个地方,然后他那个 二道士第三层有一个那个瑜见园部，然后这张文大家写什么叫去瑜见园部，就是说这个他这地方说的尖园，就是这个加上最外面这个双层这个地方，然后他说这个地方如果你没做点睛的话，不犯，也就是说你这个点睛是坐在里边这个单层的地方，这个双层地方你没有额外再做一个点睛。 这是不犯，就是说这个不双层嘛，你可能你点睛可能对他来说只是下面那一层，上面那层你没有点睛，这是不犯的。然后那个，然后他说这个，当然根据那个绿藏里边解释，就是说你这个点睛如果做的只要不是个尖圆的任何一个地方都是可以，但是那个在普通言里边解释说，虽然说你这个加上任何一个地方都出了尖圆之外任何地方都可以点睛，但是你最好点睛的时候最好是这个取在那个。
离这边边边边边边比较近的地方，比方说刚才这样点那个地方，为什么呢？因为如果你在随便挑个地方点的话，你到时候不不不容易找到这个点。如果靠你边缘的地方，你很容易找到。
就是还是固定在那个角最好。
对对对。
不要在四个角里面去找。
对，就不要点中间的地方那样。
看到了。
安努瓦特。
安努瓦特。
对安努瓦特。
对，那后面有巴里班。
Paripanta is also like that. I don't have it here, but somehow Paripanta it is in the edges, in the edge of the rope. Edge of the rope. Now Paripanta uses also now, for example, in the if you have a veranda, in the end of the veranda is called Paripanta. In the same way with rope, it is in the end of the very end, and so forth of the rope, it is Paripanta.
So it's only synonym.
This edges. Yes, use the same.
他说那个是个尖圆的，同意思。然后他只是加上边缘的意思。是同一同意思，那个一起用。
一起用。那个阿格阿格雷是指不错吗？那个意思。
So he's asking what is ugly.
Agala means it is this kind of you put here to tighten the rope, no? Uh-huh. These points for tightening the rope, the strips here. Uh-huh. You see, this is agala. This one, and the other side. This thing and so forth.
Uh-huh.
But you can tie the rope.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. In this part of the rope.
Uh-huh. 就这个东西。
啊，几号来的？啊，对对对，那翻译成古树啊，也是错的。看起来像个，但是不能要是翻译成这个，以为是任何地方的一个物件，就是特别的那个物件。但不知道这叫什么名，我也不知道这什么，你问我叫什么，我也不知道。啊，对。Therefore,
according to that, is no offense. I call.
Agalibaribandi.
No offense by not putting in this. It means you don't need to put in these things. If you don't put a kapha bindu here and so forth, no offense. But if you don't put it here, it's offense.
他说这是这个地方你不点就他刚说这几个人建源，还有这个补缀，这几地方不点是没问题。但如果是里边那块你也不点的话，那就那就是那个犯罪点小。那本门那如果说那，就是说他这几个不点的地方好像挺怪的。那比如说加上破了一个，然后补一个补丁。那这个算是被点进来。
So he's asking that, so for example, if the shoulder is broken and he put a patch on it, he put a patch on this. So then is it necessary to put a kapha bindu on this patch? This is the question.
Yeah, it says, I guess, if it is already, the chifra has kapha bindu, and upon that one stitches something which is not kapha, it's not kapha bindu, it's no offense.
他说这个相当于就是那个，以点净封于不点，封于不点净物事。他是这是不犯的，然后这个部分就是这个密藏里边说的以点净封于不点净物事。啊，以点净，就是你那袈裟本身是以点净，然后你那不念不念不念不念不念。
哦，明白了，将来把袈裟放在顶上那个。对对对。And these apply also for old ropes, for example.
Old ropes.
This applies only for new ropes. New ropes means already used ropes. For example, another monkey used that rope. And if you take it, it is already used. It's not new. So therefore, you don't need to make kapha bindu.
他说，比方说，他说这对你点衣这件衣，就是说那个对你来说，用那种新那个，就对你来说新衣，比方说你跟那个新衣一个是指那种，就是你刚刚得到衣，或者是你打上手穿那个，您念衣虽然是旧，但也算是新衣。然后那个，但是如果这种情况，比方说那个其实另外一个比如说已经穿过的旧衣，他那件衣他已经点净了，然后后来再这件衣他不要了，送给你了。然后这种情况下你穿的不需要重新穿，点净，因为这件衣不是新衣，是旧衣。
那他如果给你的衣裳没有点净，你需要点。你要穿的话，肯定是需要点，会把问题。
So he's asking.
旧衣，他是个，我会帮你问一下。So
he's asking that. So what if a bhikkhu get older from a samaner? He got an old rope from a seminar, which has not been done with kapha bindu. In that case, is it necessary for this bhikkhu to put on a kapha bindu?
Because it's not for bhikkhu, no. It should be for a bhikkhu. It is regard for old. No, some lay people, they might give you all kinds of ropes and so on. But that is old or not, once you receive it, it is something, as a bhikkhu, it is something new. Even Panchakula, you find throat. It's called thrown around on the road, cloth very old and so on. You cut into pieces and you want to use. This is also new rope.
He said,
刚才长老说那个鱼那个补缀物 边上和那一块骨钉点了也白点，里边还是得点，就这意思。
对对对。
那为什么提这两个？
啊？
这个手是一做，这两块地方永远到达不了的，为什么要提这个不放呢？你明白吗？
啊，
你不点心嘛，
啊，
一定要什么四指在这里面才点。
不是四指，这不是律藏说，这只是一个建议而已。但是它，
啊，
对。
建议啊。
对，就是说你们四指以内也是可以的。你比方说我就要在家中间这地方也可以。那只是那样你不。
还好问一下，就是说这个四指是什么是班内的意见？
不是班内的意见，他是有个黑板问一下。So he's asking about this a source of the this measurement of four fingers. So what is the source of this measurement? Because this measurement of four fingers is mentioned neither in the Vinaya Pitaka nor in the Gangha Vaitarani. So where is the source of this? This is the question.
I don't know. He
said that the other three points are not important. No, he said that the other three points are not important. He said that the other three points are not
important.
他说是，不是说下三个点你不能点，
你也可以，你可以点多点三个、四个都可以，每个角度点了也可以。
不是，他现在不是说。
This comes from Samanda Basadika。
Samanda Basadika。啊，他说那个四指那个量度是那个普那个普兰也给你个建议。
给的建议。
对对对。
就像你说的，你不用在角落上面点，随便点一点也可以。
但是你不能点那个电源或者
对对
对
对
对对对。
So then it is about one corner. I should put in one corner of the rope like that. Now it is.
Still,
one corner. One corner. One corner. One corner. One corner. One
corner.
One corner. One corner. One corner. One corner. One corner.In such place, very outside, no.
Uh-huh.
But if you put in such places here,
uh-huh.
it does not vanish very quickly, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because these things can be wrapped to the body, no,
uh-huh.
wrapped to the body.
Uh-huh.
But this is inside;
uh-huh.
it can last longer.
Uh-huh. 他说如果说你点那个位置太靠近边缘的话，然后就很被磨掉，不是洗掉，是被磨掉，因为这边缘要很容易被摩擦的嘛，然后就很容易掉，所以你把它弄是稍微靠里一点。太靠里的话，就他刚刚说的那个，就是就不容易找到。
嗯，像他说的是，与取有不想取者恶作。
你说是那个绿藏吗？还是？
对对，就是说你点好了对吧？
嗯。
洗，或者是弄好了，你哪一天哎没有漏，因为记忆问题嘛，就很多年没点过嘛。好，那时候就恶作了对吧？是这个概念吗？就怀疑自己有没有点过，变成没点过就恶作了，莫名其妙。
对，好，应该是这样的，我会帮你问一下。So he is asking that, also according to Vinaya Pitaka, if this monk has done this, kabapindo to his robe, but later he started to suspect whether this kabapindo has been done or not. In that case, this monk will fall into dukkha. Is that true or not?
Ah, yes, someday then.
Mm.
It tells about Dupanaka. Nadina Nadi. Yes, he's Dukkata. Because now this can be done, especially if one makes it very thin mark. Okay. And after washing the rope, did I make? It's called kapapin. Did not make like a bin. Dukkata. Therefore, now what we do it is we have to make it sure.So that the ink we use should be a strong ink. You use these ball pens. Ball pen is good. So therefore you have to put something underneath your rope. something like that. You give me your notebook. Give me your pen. You have to put something underneath, okay? So like that. So then, only then, actually, you can put very well like that. And then you have to take again, a pen. It's called put a round spot here. So, and then this ball pen lasts for a long time. You can put also permanent marker. Permanent marker also. Tuk. So then it gets last long.
Okay.
After you wash, okay.
No problem.
No doubt.
Okay.
No.
他说这个点，因为如果这个四十多点太浅的话，然后就洗衣服是很容易洗掉，然后就会穿擦干那种穿那种恶臭。所以说为了避免这个问题呢，就是说我们在点定时，下面拿个那个比较硬的东西垫一下，然后拿一个就是那个四棱圆比较深的这种东西做记号，比方说圆珠笔，说圆珠笔挺好，然后圆珠笔在上面画个圈，然后这确定就是你这个东西呢，那个洗衣服的时候不会洗掉，然后挺好。
这个点镜只能用颜色在上面画吗？是可以用其他方式吗？比如说那个，我用一个黑线，我用黑线缝一个圆圈。
So he said that in order to make this cup of bean permanent, so he wants to use this colored thread to stitch a mark in on the rope. In that case, is it considered a colored stitch on the rope? Is that considered cup of bean or not?
But it says about marks, no? Therefore, now it is nila. You see. Kala saman katamo nilani kansa nilani. It doesn't tell about stitching other cloth on it, because now the rope usually now this is now the Buddha how designed the rope is certain design. Every part this is one part, this is one part cloth. How the much cloth you have to use for to design the cloth. Therefore this kapha pindu is just a mark. You don't put a cloth, another cloth on your rope to mark it. You have to put some ink. So,
他这个地方只是用墨水做个记号，然后不是说再加上再缝上另外一块布。
So it is not about cloth you do it, but you can do it. Another thing is now because now here it's called this tradition. It become a tradition. All monks should have, it's called again four fingers. No, for me. Four fingers from here and four fingers from there, and to put there. Therefore, most of the monks, they have the same kapha pindu. Okay? So then, because now if the teacher tells them to put the mark here, the teacher will give him the same pen. They give him the same as well. And they told the same place. Okay? In Ali Mali, there is almost no difference. Okay, if you like, you can put your initial letter. After you put this mark here, you put your initial letter. For example, your name is Punyaratana. P, you put P. Okay. Your name is Visuddhinanda, you put V. Okay. Your name is Indaratana, you put I. Okay. So then you can put a letter there. So then you know, okay, this is mine. If you like to do like that, it's not necessary, but if you like to do like
that. 他说因为现在就是说这个四指这个点睛这个位置，可能对你成为一个传统了。然后达上以后，然后那个密国长老和大家统一让他点那个点睛，然后大家可能都点同一个位置，然后哪里可能是同一支笔，然后所以这样的话，然后最后可能都没有办法区分到这那个谁的。然后所以说呢，就是说有一个做法，就是说你点完这个点之后呢，你可以在那个在那个点上面写上你自己名字第一个大写字母，比方说他可以写 P， 然后他可以写 V， 然后他又写 I， 然后就这样。如果你喜欢这样的，这不是必要的，如果你喜欢就这样。
就是你前面说的净师一的问题啊，避免犯其他戒，是否跟长老问一下，是否净师之前就做好点净，再储存，这样比较保险一点。
So he is asking that. So suppose he got a new rope, but he does not want to use that rope in that moment. So he put that rope into recovery. So he's asking that in order not to fall into this offense, is it better before doing with Kapani? He put this rubaso, Kapavina.
No, it's not necessary because now it is the time you want to wear the robe.
Oh.
That is that before wearing you have to make sure that you have the kapabindu.
Oh.
So then it's about wearing if you want to use it.
Oh.
Now if you use some extra robes and thought even during katina ceremonies for
example.
Oh. Katina, after the katina privilege you get so many robes.
Oh.
And you can put them aside. You don't need to make kapabindu all these ropes. You have to keep kapabindu only the rope you're using.
他说那个，就是这个点睛，只是这个意思。你要穿的时候才点。然后比方说你近视以后或者说不小心视，比方说你工工工工的一条线那样，你可以穿很多衣。然后也不小心视。然后那些衣你不喜欢，你也不喜欢，你们点睛。So
when you decide that I have to use this rope now, you have to make sure you have to kapabindu and then only wear it. If it is new rope.
而一件新衣，是这个当你觉得要使用它的时候，然后再劝一下，是不是一定点睛。
So therefore now I told you about ordination. After you get the ordination, you have to put this. But maybe after 1 month, 2 months, you want to change that rope. That rope is not very good. You find a better rope. So and then you withdraw the determination of the old rope. No? But you don't. And if you want to determine that old rope, that new rope, you have to make kapapindu and after make the termination. To die first, that new rope, it's called make the termination, kapapindu, first kapapindu and after make the termination.
然后他说别穿了，然后他在那个打上之后，然后这件衣服可能穿上几个月，然后就不想穿了，不想穿了，然后想把这新衣穿上去，然后这样换又做这么几个步骤，就是第一那个先把你原来那个旧衣上面那个旧衣给舍除掉，第二，然后如果那个新德阳那个衣还没有染的话，先把先把那个新衣给染好，然后第三。
如果这个新衣还没有点净的话，先把这个新衣点净，然后再这种新衣进行那个决议。那弥陀长老，我们打上的时候顺序不一样的吧？什么叫顺序不一样？我们不一做好了嘛，或许做好三衣打上了，在弥陀大家再统一好再点净，而不是在打上之前。
接受一之前点经，没有他那个我这在我们这批都是那从总部回来以后第二天早上，然后
对，就跟刚刚你说那个步骤是相反的呀。
不是，他是那样，他我们是点净之后，然后他会带着大家一起念那个决议文，在那之前是没有决议的。
哦，
对，他只能就是他我们都是一起念的。
就是说，在总部打上他寿比你三一时候，你那时候只顾男一没有决议任何事情。
对。
带过来，那你身上穿的这个算什么衣啊？
啊，你自己这这出家的时候就会很清楚的呢，一个程序。
他那个，这我们我再回忆一下，他在我们当时那个我们当时在仪式时候，身上拿去新衣，然后是上身是旧衣。我们是出家，不是出家，是在总部时。 这总部的时候，我们信是桑玛内的重新。我说，他们念的东西的时候，我们是单位给了我们一件新衣嘛，不是给了我们一套新衣。对，新衣，新衣这个是点睛好像是早点睛好了。对，所以我要问他那个新衣是你点睛好，但是那个新衣是我们的，不是我们的，是我们自己的，天天点睛好，但是。
其他人怎么点睛吗？自己点睛。我们当时，但是我们拉老家的时候就开始点睛。
啊，那是你在那说那个新衣，但是旧衣，那个就我们是那个回来的时候第二天早上，你不是在那。对，我们旧衣的时候在路上，饭没穿嘛，回来的时候再点睛。这个旧衣你也可以点睛，也可以舍掉。不对，这东西，哦，反正你自己在那出家的时候清清楚楚的，啊。
你再重复一遍，你还想问这个问题吗？
不想，好。
好，再说。
好。
顺序。 颠倒错啊，颠倒顺序都无所谓，只要点进就可以。
对，然后到时候他有多意义，他会带你一起去近视，比方说你在估计有点意义，你可以这么有他告诉你怎么在远距离近视。
师父出家之前，把所有的自己所储存的所有的食品跟药全部拿出来给沙玛拉再手术回来，是不是要做这个程序？
食品是跟是不能拿回的。
我说的食品就是药，就
啊，那其实药，
其实药、中成药这些东西
啊，对对对，
茶叶啊，
全部要收，
全部要统一出来给一个上门人，上门人等我打算回来以后，他再还给我，是这个。
对对对对，是这样。
不然你忘记就是直接放弃了，
对对，
忘记
对是这样。你说
啊，
你说，
那我想问一个，就是说比如说做记号这个事情。不一定是点镜，比如说点镜就大伙儿怎么样，我跟他们点。那个之后我能做计划的话，我可以缝上名字吗？
So he's asking that. So after this Kabamindu is done. So he want to make what's called unique marker of his own. So for that purpose, he stitch his name on the chibar. Is that allowed or not?
Stitch
his name on the chibar.
These things are not usually done. As what he's marking means. I told you, it is like you have to put some ink like that and mark it. Not taking thread and all these things are not mentioned.
It's not mentioned.
That's called. These are not usually done.
他说这点上没有提到，然后那个一般也不做这个事情。他说那个一般来说都是做记号。
I told you that at least you can put your initial name, initial letter. So then, or something like that, you can distinguish it. That is yours. But other things as what is.They look like decorations, like.
然后他说那个，就是上面就是做个记号，就是识字母，做个记号的，就是基本上是可以把这个你的衣服和其他人衣服区别开来，然后其他东西的话，有可能看起来像一些装饰。
You can pull also some of this Tao,
Tao mark.
Tao mark.
他说你也可以放那个道教那个太极圈那个东西。
So everybody can do his own things, no? Some Hindu symbols like that, or Dhammachakka.
他说你晚上点个印度教佛，或者法轮什么。
就是说，所有画
印度教
不可以对吧？
啊，
所有用圆珠笔，或者是用三种颜色，其中一种颜色去画就可以。
没有，这是三种颜色是指那个点镜。至于说
点镜好以后，我可以这就是，他不是说不能缝嘛？
啊，
那我可以画对吧？
啊，对，他
画，
对，对，你就
可以画，
对。
那你不要画的太夸张了，肯定小巧的那种。你画，
因为他写个数字母，这也是一种画嘛，对吧？写和画没有什么本质区别。
那个，刚才问一下那个，鹿杜托里边，取了孔雀的眼圈。或臭虫的背部其中之一量的大小的做点镜后，就是我之前学的是那个点镜的那个点的那个大小是小于孔雀的眼圈，大于臭虫的背部，而这个翻译看起来是你要么孔雀的眼圈，要么臭虫的背部，这两个表述不太一样，我不知道哪个是对的。
So he's asking about the.A Kankawa Chinese accounts on this size of Kabamindu. So according to Kankawa Chinese, it seems to be like the size of Kabamindu is should be either the
Moraki,
the size of a peacock or
peacock.
The back of a bug, something like that.
Actually, this is the size. I can usually let me see. Mm-hmm. No, I need
a mark.
I have my marker here. Mm-hmm. I can take it from you. Just see. Oh, it's more difficult. You know the peacock's eye is, let me see. Can you write that? This is good enough. This, we make it this much. We can make it a bit larger, I don't know. Make it round. This is what they do. But we make this eye of a peacock, this is usually. Other things, it is mandala, mangula, pitina as well. Of, I don't know the other animals, what they're telling.
The other animal, let me see.
The peck of, it has what in mandala, mangala.
Let me see.
Mandala, mandala is round.
Ah, yes, yes, yes.
Mangula, mangula it is, this is a creature. Mangula pita.
Mangula may be bug, no? Let me see.
Mora maki mandula, mandala.
Okay.
This Mora Maki Mandala, it is a round eye of a more of a peacock.
Okay, okay.
Mangula, it is
let me see.
It's a creature, I don't know. Can check what Mangula is.
Mangula. Salo, what is that?
Mangula is written with
Saru, let me see. Mangula. Are you sure that this is the
Mangu.
Mandala, Mangula, Pitina.
Mandala. Maki Mandala. Angula, 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 maybe Angula.
Angula, no?
Angula, it is this big finger. Ah, right, right. Angula, no? It is Angula, this is the big fingers, no? The pita means the upper part of the nail of the Angula. Because Mangula doesn't exist, no?
So let me check the I check this word in the Burmese dictionary. Maybe they can give some analysis. Maybe you can try to find this word.
Mankula.
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 Okay, okay. So there's a misspelling. Let me see. It's only available in the Burmese dictionary, it seems. Maki plus Ula. Let me see.
Does not say anything.
Let me see, Maki plus Ula, what is that? Maki. Let me see,
Mangula. Piti Matana.
Piti Matana. Piti means?
Piti is the back.
The back,
The back of the Mangula.
Mangula, Mangula.
Can we also Angula?
Huh? Angula, you mean?
Can we, Angula it is this finger. Angula it is the back of this finger.
Okay. Can I check this? This is a sub-commentary. Maybe there's some explanation in this sub-commentary also.
Subcommentary? Yeah, subcommentary. Is there any? You can't go, no, because there is no link to go to the subcommentary.
Okay.
Because I have to go separately in different book.
Okay, so we have an... yes, I mean, solve this problem later.
This
no?
is, let me see, Dupana Sakaran. You can accept if I... Alright, okay, I got it.
Copy.
Let me see.
Didn't say anything, huh?
Can't depart, you know, why not? Doesn't tell about this, doesn't explain this, actually other things. Vajra politika.
Not mentioned, seems.
There's nothing. Patira Vajra, Maji, Kappaka, Sanjana Kappaka. Nothing. We might even know that. Nothing about that.
Nothing about that, no?
This Kanka Vijarani Tika.
Ah, it is me.
Naikandut Adikan Oran Shivatanti. Kalame Vatati. Eka Eka Kone Pivatati. Evan Yelevan Eka Pindu Pivatati. It does not explain. It is no Naikandutu Adikan Oran Shivatanti. Should not be more or less than that. More or less than these measurements. It's called. And it should be in one corner. In that way, whoever yata kantachi eka pindu, and one should put one pindu. It's one just one like drop, like a drop of ink.
Eka pindu. Okay.
Eka pindu be watered. This one drop of.
This is enough for his question, because his question is about the range of that. So that means should not be bigger, should not be smaller than that.
Yeah, should not be bigger or smaller than that.
他说那个伊霍多托复数里边建议，如果你看这个伊霍多托复数里边，他的对这个量建议的话，他把这个说成是一个量，就不是两个量，他把这个四十连那写的一个词，然后他说这他说对这个量最好是既不要多也不要少，然后把它点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点点 个量，就是那个火炬。
这是一个大小，并不是两个大小。
对，这
一个也没有说大于哪个小于哪个。
对，他说是，而且他们不但不是大于那个小于，他说不要大于这个，也不要最好不要大于这个，也不要小于这个。
哦，
对，
那这臭虫跟那个孔雀眼之间差别挺大的，
差挺大的。
臭虫有这么大的吗？
然后这还有一个问题，我们没有跟你说明，就是这个地方并没有出现臭虫这个词。
啊，那一个度托那个臭虫那个词儿哪来的？
就是说，不是这里边有个词，我们就始终看不懂，就是看了很多那个注释和字典，然后都没有解释这个词。
This is wrong. Because let me see. It says, now in Vinayapitaka it says, even with a kusaga, with a grass plate, at least with a grass plate, you can make actually this kind of kababino. Yeah, andamansu kusagenabi. Kusagena means is the plate of a grass.
Okay.
But what it can mean also, because now it's called kapa pindu. Pindu means a drop, no?
Yes.
You take, for example, dye. There is a dye. You put a grass, plate of grass, take a drop, and put on the cloth. That is, actually, if you put on the cloth, that gets absorbed and becomes larger. Okay? That is on Bindu.
Oh, okay.
This is what it means. Therefore, you have to, is it die? Not a thread. You don't thread, don't put any other things and so forth, other stitching upon it. You just take a Bindu from a die and put it, or it's called on the cloth, then it becomes large. It gets absorbed. It becomes about this much. If you put antrop of ink. Therefore, now this is Kapha Bindu.
Oh, so that means this explanation from Kankabhitarani Tika may not be reliable.
It can be, because actually now if you take it even with a grass, plate of grass on Bindu, it can be smaller, it can be bigger, but you can't, as called, it depends on the quality of the cloth.
虽如草叶端之一，一当取之，然后那个他说这个地方草叶端这个意思，就是说你拿一个草的叶子，然后这个草叶那个尖儿就沾了墨水，然后就拿这个草叶沾了这点墨水，再你那个想点点点地方点上那么一滴就可以了。
然后说这个具体大小，如果只咱是绿藏里面，其实是没有固定的，是取决于你取这个叶子到底有多大。但是绿藏里面并没有明确什么，就是你也不一定非要走那么一点。那就是说，那个之前我听到那说法，大于臭虫背，小于孔雀眼，这个是没有那个。
应该是大于孔雀眼，小于孔雀眼，是为什么呢？
大于臭虫背，小于孔雀眼，是为什么呢？这我是比较肯定的，是因为那个当时我答上的时候是答上完念完甘宝儿以后，南家尊者给我点的这个戒指，就我穿。
你不是多少天了答上的？
我多少天上的啊？我是在那个云南。
啊，是你先学云南后学多少天？
对。
啊，
好像还学了。然后他当时是点了三个点。
他那个每一个点，就是只有长老画那一半那么大。然后他为什么画那么大？因为他之前说过，就是孔雀眼是那么大，他说比孔雀眼要小，比臭虫背要大，所以他画那个点就是只有那个一半那么大。臭虫背有那么小吗？应该是很小的，臭虫背是很小。当然我也不知道臭虫背有多大，但是当时画的时候是这样的。
Okay, so he said, "Whenever Wu Mahinda's explanation here is that this size of Kapha Bindu should be bigger than the a back of a bug and smaller than the eye of a peacock." So
then,
yes. So then, what he said that whenever the, so when he got ordination, whenever Umahinda's monastery, so whenever Umahinda put three dots in on his robe, and each one is only half the size of your dot. This is what he said.
Yes, some Burmese monk, like, it is not his idea. I've seen some Burmese monks do like that. He got it, he copied from Burmese monk, Mahinda. He did not invent it himself.
他是马辛德尊者，这不是他自己的观点，他是从缅甸，那也是抄的，他说他见过一些缅甸比丘，什么干。
But there is no reference, even the Kankavacharya Tika does not mention anything about that. You can see, we've seen Kankavacharya Tika.
Yes.
It does not tell anything like that. Yeah, you see. Mokka ki mandala, mangula piti. Nai kandu to adikan orange vadati. This means the mandala of the eye should be no less, no more. This is the meaning. That's called. But it does not say that you have to put three dots separately.
No.
This explanation not anywhere.
我这张老师查了好几本符咒，然后就是说吃他那个什么那个究竟一度符咒，然后疑惑出现啊，所有符咒都没有解释这个问题，只有那个疑惑出现不是那个疑惑多托符咒有解释这个问题。然后疑惑多托符咒里边解释就是我刚才和你说的，他把这个当成是一个量，然后告诉你不要比这个量多，也不要比这个量小，然后他也没说点三嘛什么这样，所以说他不知道那个就是那个你刚说那个说法的那个出处在哪里。
It says also like you see if it is mandala because it's mandala.It says it should not be from one corner more and then from the less. If you make it, for example, you make it like half moon, like that. So then you can say it is not mandala, this is not mandala, it's not round, it's a half moon. Or you make it half, for example. Like that.It's not allowed. All these shapes are not allowed. We can make it maybe this shape, like that. These are not allowed. It should be completely, as called, round.
他说：“他说如果跟疑惑多托符咒这个说法的话，那就是他只允许做圆的。然后他画这种什么半月形、新月形，还有这种这个反新月形，都是不允许。如果按照因为疑惑多托符咒里边明显说这一定要圆形。
哎，为什么他做的 like that?Something like that. it is not mentioned because it is not the eye of a peacock.
这个没有形容，因为这不是孔雀眼。
It is not round also, like you see, just a dot. So, but this is just a round, as called. If you, it should be round and so forth, you don't make it.Less from one side and more to that side. Like this is the meaning of that.
他说那个就如果那个点那么小，可能也不是一定是圆的。然后它这个地方一定是圆的，然后你不能在这个圆的一边有所突出，然后这一边又缺，这样都是不可以。
This is what it means. Not less, no more. From one side, more or less, one should not make it.
然后这个就是那个疑惑多托符咒里边说的不要多也不要少的意思。
So it should be round. If you make it round.As called, it should be not less from this side, no more from that side, or like that.
就是说不要从一边都是一边缺一块那样。
That is about Kanka Vedana, as called Tika. But other sub-commenters do not tell anything because it's self-understood.
然后他说那个，他说那个，这是所以关于这个问题，附注里边只有那个疑惑多托附注那个提到这个事，其他附注完全没提到。
所以那个疑惑度托那句话的翻译并没有错，是吧？
啊，
疑惑度托那句话翻译并没有错。
对，但是他对，这个是可以说没有错。
行，那我知道没错就行。
对，
我知道。对，他疑惑度托让那个触唇好像我们概念是跳蚤，那很小的。
跳蚤触唇是两回事儿。
触唇，我们一般说触唇是指跳蚤。
触唇能吸血吗？
是这样，是不是刚才就是说，你就是“臭虫”这个词，那个巴利词，在任何字里都找不到，对不对？
是。
那
但有个词可以确定，就是
背
这个词是可以确定。
哦，
对。
臭甲虫啊，是不是？
我具体什么虫我也不知道，那
也没有。
对，那字也没有，然后那个这边也没有解释。
我们中国的，如果用中国的这个字面的意思的话，臭虫，臭虫肯定不是他说的那个臭要大的东西
啊，就说臭虫被应该比那个更
小的是
很小，
是应该被臭虫咬了，我们臭虫咬了一般都是跳蚤
哦，但它倒有气味，臭虫是很臭的一个东西，
臭虫很著名的是臭甲虫，
臭甲虫
哎，臭甲虫那叫臭甲虫
啊，
我们说的臭虫应该是一只跳
蚤
不知道他这个，
他是词义
翻译是
对，是跟什么地方翻译出来的？我
可能是什么脸、脸或者什么其他的。
对，
不知道。
大家还有其他问题吗？没有，你说。
第二个要素啊，第二点，非西医是什么意思的？
康卡维什尼。The factors, let me see.
Factors.
Okay. So he's asking, what is the meaning of an attachment?
Rope is not damaged. It's not damaged. It's actually new. It's, it should be new. It should be new, which is not damaged. Nata means it is. Vinata means destroyed. Nata means some part of the robe has been burnt or torn. It's damaged somewhere. So, because even if it is burnt, torn, you can't make aditana also. No? In that case, you can make kapapindo also.
他说这个地方是这个意义已经就有一部分破损，然后你都没法这个对这个意义进行决议的那种。
就比方说一部分已经被烧掉了，可能的。完整的一个意思。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对。对 与不取有不取想。
对。
啊，这个观念是对的。我想再确认一下，因为这个好像发一个是听起来怪怪的。
啊，
理解起来好像有点问题，最好能要。
你看那个疑惑度托里边也没翻译，我看看。疑惑度托，啊，他也用取是吧？
然后查了一下，
So then, so he's asking, so how do you translate this Adina here?
Adina Sangim is Adina means even in it's called Vinaya Vidika is mentioned this Adina means which has not been applied,
it's
okay. Not given, not it's called. Adina is Chinese, which is given.
Given.
Given is called a kappa bindu. What is the perception of that?
实际上，你知道巴黎语话，这个词是那个失语的过去分词，就是以失语的意思。对。
是
Adina。
对。
Adina是失语。
对。Adina就是说那个长音啊，然后加个Adina，那个是以失语的意思。
是以失语。
对对对，就和那个事主那个事同一个词，同一个词，只是它过去分词而已。
Yeah, get it?
对。
This Adine. Adine. Adine, Adine Sanyin. Adine Sanyin. Anapadi. Anadine means no, because it's not given. It's not given. It is opposite. It is Dukkata, means Pachitya. Anadine, which is not given, Kapapindu, He has a perception that is not given.
Okay.
And he uses it pachiti.
Okay. 然后他那个地方取是那个阿丁阿丁，然后他那个地方那个非取是阿纳丁。
啊。
然后你理解这句话，然后他那里边的翻译都可以对得上号。
啊。
对。然后。
就是长老的意思，没有给予点睛，是这个意思吗？
就是没有给这个点儿，就是没有施予这个点儿上去，没有在意义上放上这个点儿，就这个意思。
啊，
对，
这个应该翻译为被给予点。那个是
你如果
是那个意思吗？
对，你如果非要执意的话，你想那样意的话，可以那样，一般不会那样意。对，但如果说取的话，这个确实一般不是取的话，确实不太准。
是，
对
啊。
对，但
你有什么建议？这个翻译成什么地方？
添加。对。
啊，用添加，既符合这个词的那个啊，
因为添加它也是一种失语，对不对？失语上就是给的意思，本来没有这东西，你加上这个东西，给他这个东西，对吧？所以
对。
That makes sense. Okay, so no other questions. You can continue.
So therefore, the real offense occurs when one uses it. Use paribunjati. Paribunjati means one uses it. Without kapapindu, then pachitya.
他说这边那个，这儿先注意，就是大家就是说没有做点心，然后着用这个清净的时候才犯八戒呀。在那个他那个原来说若不取三种犯罪之一坏色，而着用清净者才犯八戒，就是说你穿上这件那个没有做点心清净时候才犯八戒。
So, okay, you go to the next rule.
下面讲去。
Indaratana.
Indaratana.
Not what?
Okay.
就说我穿了一件新衣。 只要我去不去看这边有没有镜色，我永远不知道梵间是这个概念，对吧？
我看什么？
他说穿了才找到，没有才算。
他没说找到，他说他没说找到，他说你那个如果这个一没有点名，然后你直接把这个一穿上去，就巴基利亚。
那时候我就，
对吧？然后他这你看他你看，于不求，你看见于不取有不取想者，着用者不一体；于不取有意向者不一体；于不取有取向者，着用者还是不一体。
对啊，但我不去想他，就我犯了，是不是这个概念？
这叫非有想得脱解，就是不管你是什么想，你没有去想的，这也是一种想，对不对？非有想得脱解，就是说你不管是什么想，只要事实是那样，事实是你没有点定，那你就犯，这叫非有想得脱解。
嗯，反正我的意思就是说，没有人指出，我自己也没指出。
你没指出，但是你肯定是一种想一穿这个衣的，对不对？你肯定是有一种想一穿这个衣的。
对于我来说，如果时间长，我会忘记这条街。没有点，
你放弃这条街不是你犯罪，不是你不犯罪的结果。
不是你没，
你说你
有个新衣，我就穿了。
啊，
我根本没有这个概念，比如说点睛这个概念。
啊，
没有到我，脑袋里。
啊，
我也不会去想它。
啊，
那就是说我，
那是的，就等于说你根本不知道这条街，对不对？等于说你根本就是，就比方说你根本就
遗忘了，就把这条街遗忘了，就不犯了。
那不是说你不学界就不犯戒，我可以帮你问一下。
不是不学界不犯戒，就好比你犯戒，要么你自己知道，要么别人告诉你。
对啊，
你没点。
对啊。
如果他也没告诉我，我自己也。
但是那你事实上是犯了戒，只是你不知道而已。
对，就我就一直被蒙在里面。
对啊，
对，
是这样。
这个
是
这个状态，
是这样，是这样，对。
Okay,
so he's telling that. So he's telling that. So he does not know if he's wearing a new robe, which has not been done with Kapabindu, but he does not know it, and he never think about that, or he never know about this robe even. So even in that case, he will find the pachiti of it.
Of course, if he's a bhikkhu, yes, it is pachiti offense.All these rules are, whether you know the rule or not, it is pachitya. There are many rules, vikala bhojana. You might not know that bhikkhu should follow this rule. Some monks, they also get in temporary ordination, no instruction, no guidance.
Yes,
vikala bhojana, pachitya, every day.
Yes.
Wrong. So without knowing your rule. So this is not an excuse.Not an excuse, I don't know. Why you become a bhikkhu then?
So many bhikkhus don't know.
Yeah, this is the thing.
Yes.
Just for name. Bhikkhu, name.
Yes.
Bhikkhu. Name. Only name. But no quality, no. That is it. Shev, only picture, bhikkhu. Inside?
Oh, yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Okay, next rule.
Next rule is 59.
15, okay. 佛是增在世位城即是几乎度量其实据说阿难陀世子亲自言依净身同学之共住比丘却不还于彼得运珠于是比比丘以此事为诸比丘言：彼具受阿难陀世子亲自言依净身于我，却不还于我而令诸。乃至阿难陀有时有于比丘着意曰：实然，世尊，佛世尊何德？曰：汝何以？佛应曰：汝此非应愿信者生信，乃至诸比丘，汝当无事送此绝处。任何比丘，对比丘，比丘尼，是沙弥那，沙弥是沙弥那，亲自言依净身，不还于彼，如应者多一提。任何者，比丘皆也。对比丘者，即对其他比丘。比丘尼者，于二护僧中受具足者，智察蒙那者，于两年学习六法者，沙弥者， 受实际的沙弥者女子受实际的亲自者由自己进食一者言六者一中一一伟达应进食之最限量以上者进食者有两种进食对面进食与辗转进食对面进食者言如此一施于我或如假而已之辗转辗转时所言我为进食此一而给予你彼因言谁是我之亲友之人耶答曰某甲某甲也彼因言我当施于彼彼等之所有类请我代代彼等用或施舍或请我随缘处理不还主不还于彼不施舍而着用何以于不还与有不还于想而取用者何以于不还于有理想于不还有还于想而取用者何以受持之或赠他者何以于还于有不还于想者不对吗于还于有理想者不对吗于还于有还于想者不对吗于给予或施舍或而启用是否者最初之犯行者不犯
是你是
嗯
Okay, now here, the Buddha allowed bhikkhus to make, if they have extra rope, to make it vikappana, okay, to give it to another monk, and to keep it under this vikappana, that is called, that is called arrangement.
So then, 这样也讲是净师，然后净师这个意思就是如果一件，比如他有一件多余的衣的话，啊，他有多余的衣，他可以把这件多余的那个衣对另外一个对另外一个做净师，然后做净师的时候，他就可以把这件衣储存起来。
So now, Ganga Vaidyan will explain more things what makes this vikappana, but now this rule. Has to do with the problem here that this who was Upananda Sakyaputya. He was he make vikappana to another man, and then without the permission of another man, the other bhikkhu, he started using this. Apachudara means he without this other bhikkhu cancelling the vikappana, he started using the rope. So this is what actually the Buddha told that you can't do that like that. Without the other bhikkhu cancelling the vikappana, you can't use it. This is what the rule has to say about.
然后那个这样解释一下因缘，就是那个释迦族的比库那个班坦陀，然后班坦陀呢，他把他自己的一件衣那个跟另外一个比库去净师了，然后他净师之后呢，他们那个他想穿这件衣。他想穿这件衣的时候，他没有把这件衣跟那个比库把那个比库叫过来取消净食，而直接就把这个衣穿到自己身上。然后那个这另外一个比库就把这件事告诉其他比库，然后这事传到佛陀里，然后佛陀把这事给禁止进去。
So, okay, you can read also the Kanga Vidarani because Kanga Vidarani explains.More about vikappana, and it says about pachudarana, how to make pachudarana, this cancel the vikappana.
大家看一部读书，然后一部读书就是对净师还有对那个净师舍受有更多的解释。一部读书是在那个第六十六页。
嗯，
啊，对，要开始读。
在第九净师后，这里有 在场净失和不在场净失两种净失。什么是在场净失呢？知道了一件或多件衣，以及安置或不安置的情况后说，这件衣或这些衣或那件衣或那些衣后，应当说我净失给你。这是第一种在场净失，到此可以防住，但还可以使用舍有或受持。这些衣是我所拥有，请你使用舍有或施因缘而作。当在如此说时，名为授权，从此之后即可使用了。另外的方式为，同样的知道一件或多件衣，以及安置或未安置的情况后，在那位禀赋前说了这件衣或这些衣或那件衣或那些衣后，在普通法者中选自己所喜乐的其中之一名字后，应当说我净施给第四个部，或我净施给第四个部门。再说你上文章第四上文例，此是另外的一种在场净施。到此可以尝试在受用等即使才一件一种也不可以。那位比库应当说我净施第四比库所有的。祭司上文例，此是另外的一种在场净施。到此可以尝试而在受用等即使才一件一种也不可以。而那位比库则说，再说这些衣是第四比库所有的，这些衣是第四上南的那所有的，请你使用舍与或随因缘而作，名为授权，从此之后就可以使用等。什么是不在场净施？同样你知道一件或多件衣，以及以安置或未安置的情况后，在一位比库前说这件衣或那这些衣或那件衣或那些衣后，应当说为了净施我施于你。那位比库应当说谁是你的密友或相识者？从此另一位只以前面的方式应当说第四不过或第四三马内力。接着那位比库人说我是你，我是你第四比库或我是你第四三马内力，此为不在场净施。到此可以藏置而在受用者即使才一件一种也可以。那位比库只以在第二种净施所说的方式再说，这些衣是某某所有的，请你使用舍有或随因缘而作，名为授权，从此之后即可使用等。多的净施也以只是此方式。如此这两种净施中，以其中一种净施将衣净施给有同法者的某一位时，某一位后，为以所说的方式做授权，或以做了维纳亚工作，那么非以他的亲后者拿取而使用者先得了。在沙瓦提乌巴南达开始，在未经授权而使用的故事制定共通制定无秘密的三法先得了。受持或舍有那件衣者或作，同样在以授权存非授权降或移者也只是或作，在以授权存以授权降者，以亲后而使用者，以及疯狂者无罪。 这里有指三种构成要素：一，自己所进失而未经授权；二，达到进失的一；三，实用整体等值第一嘎布纳学处整体相似，而此学处为由做未做分析。
这个近视共有是不是一个道理？一件事情。
嗯，
近视共有是不是一个？
是一件事情，不同的翻译。
Now, this story about Vikapana is not said in Pachitya book, but it's said in Mahavagavad. So then, how it started? So the Buddha tried to put a limit of the robes which monks should use. And what to do with extra robes. The whole story is there in Mahavagavad. Therefore, I'm going to explain the story in order for you to understand this rule, otherwise you are not able to understand it.
然后他说那个净失这件事怎么起源呢？在巴提摩哈，就是那个净分别里边是没有的，只有在那个毗卢大品里边才有。所以然后那个就是这样想给大家一起解释一下，就是净失这件事是怎么起源的。
So now the story says that the Buddha was traveling from Rajagaha to Vaisali, which has to cross over the Ganges River.
Where to go? 然后那个这个故事就是在一开始说就是那个，佛陀从王舍城前往那个毗舍离。
Then he saw in the many bhikkhus on the road carrying robes, look like bundles on the head, or shoulder, back, carrying many robes.
然后他看到那个许多位比库带着衣，然后在旅途上走，然后头上也是衣，肩膀上也是衣，然后背上也是衣。腋窝下面也是衣。
So, and then he thought that now these foolish monks, they don't know moderation. They become too affluent with these robes.
然后说那个，他说那他让这个佛陀开始讲了，次等于人不知节量，然后那个持有过量之意。
Therefore, the Buddha thought, let me put a limit. It's called sima. Sima is called a limit to how many robes one should have.Okay.
然后他说那个，然后这个事儿那个，这时候佛陀就想，然后我应该是这些比库之间一个限度，就是说他们最多可以拥有多少件衣服。
So in order to check how many robes the bhikkhus should have, so he sat outside. It was called Vindana. He sat outside in the afternoon after sunset. He sat, it's called outside in the open air to check, it's called. And he wore, it's called one andaravasaka, one single robe. He wore, and he sat there till 10 o'clock in the night. From sunset till 10 o'clock in the night, he sat outside in the open. To see, how it is possible to live with one andaravasika and single robe. Is it possible or not?
然后他说呢，然后这个佛陀为制定这个限度，然后自己开始做实验，然后当时自己也是冷寂，然后佛陀在这个冷寂日落之后呢，然后就开始在那个陆地上坐着，然后那个然后他当时穿一件上衣一件下衣，然后从日落一直坐到晚上十点。
So then, and he did not feel any cold up to 10 o'clock in the night.
一直到晚上十点为止，他都不觉得。
So after 10 o'clock in the night, he felt cold and he took a second rope and wrap on him.
然后再把再把再把再再把上线之后开始撅走了，然后他就又拿起线上线，然后就穿自己身上。
Again, from 10 o'clock to 2 o'clock in the morning, again he feel comfortable, he did not feel cold.
然后他穿两件上衣之后呢，从晚上十点到晚上两点之间，他都不觉得冷，然后就觉得很舒服。
So and then, but after 2 o'clock become more cold,、
嗯、
then he took a third rope、
嗯、
to wrap on his body.、
嗯、然后
and then he felt okay.、
嗯、然后在凌晨两点之后，他又觉得冷了。然后他又拿衣裳一披在自己身上，然后这时候他就觉得舒服了。
So therefore, up to now, he had four ropes. One under Vasaka.
And three Uttarasanga.
And three Uttarasanga.
然后他说那个就是在晚上两点钟之后呢，然后福德身上是穿着四件衣，然后一件上衣再加上三件上衣。
So, and then when he understood that these four ropes are good enough for the monks, he decided that Andravasaka should be single, Uttarasanga should be single, and then Sankati should be double.
然后他知道就是在晚上最冷的时候，对四件衣对比出来是足够了。然后他就做出这样的决定，他说这个下衣应该是单层的，上衣也应该是单层的，但是那个大衣应该是两层的。
So therefore now he announced to the monks, I will allow you monks three robes. How? One sangati which is double.You can take one, it becomes one rope.、Then you have Uttarasanga, which is double.、And Andravasaka, which is, Uttarasanga, which is single.、And Andravasaka, which is single.、
然后这个时候福德就开始对住比库宣告，他说那个住比库，我允许三衣，然后就是一件那个少层大衣，加上一件单层下衣，加上一件单层上衣。
So therefore, that was what he announced to the monks.From that on, this is what monks accepted.
然后这就是福德当时宣告的内容。然后从那时候开始，然后住比库也都接受这种方式。
So, but then Chapaka Bhikkhus, clever monks. So, they were three ropes in the morning. It's called, and when going for Pindapata, other three ropes.And after coming in the Pindapata, in the afternoon, other three set of ropes. Therefore, they have three sets of three ropes. All together,
nine ropes.
Then other bhikkhus starting complaining. How is that possible? And so this Chabba bhikkhus and so on, they have nine sets of ropes.
然后下比库开始非难，然后这六些比库怎么可以有九件衣？
So they informed this matter to the Buddha, and the Buddha told, that one should not keep extra ropes. Three ropes means three ropes. Any other extra ropes.Should be done according to the Pachita number
one. 然后福德这样比库，然后六比库就不这样做。
But then one time there was very Ananda. He got a rope and he want to keep it to the Venerable Sariputta. And then.
然后有一次安达尊者得到一件新衣，然后他们把这件新衣布施给舍利弗尊者。
So, but then Sariputta, he want to keep it for that. And then he informed the Buddha, can I keep this for when Sariputta?
然后那个舍利弗尊者不在，然后那个人，但是那个阿难阿难阿难尊者就想替那个舍利弗尊者保佑这件事，然后那个说让阿难尊者去问佛陀，我可不可以先替那个舍利弗尊者出面？Then
the Buddha asked him how many day, after how many days when Sariputta will arrive here?
然后佛陀就问，然后那个舍利弗尊者就多长时间以后他会回来？
Then every Arana told maybe on the 9th day or after 9 days or after 10 days. And then the Buddha allowed to keep one extra rope, like extra ropes for 10 days. So therefore now, even if you have to become bhikkhus, for example, you get robes and you think, oh, this is good for my friend. I want to keep it. I want to keep it. Or I want to get to another monk, which is to my teacher. I want to give my teacher. I will keep it. So you have only how many days limit? 10 days. Okay? You can't keep it more than 10 days.
所以说，比方说你对那个新的衣，然后你的男的能送给你的朋友的话。 然后这个事你要注意，你最多只能保存十年，不要超过十年。
I've seen monks, they keep under the bed many many robes, thinking, oh, I will make offerings to the Sangha. I will give this puja to the Sangha. When my birthday comes, I will offer this to the Sangha and store robes without all these extra robes. Okay, these are Nisargavachita ropes. You can't keep these ropes like that. Because you want to keep to another other bhikkhus, no? If you keep to someone else, no problem. But if you want to keep other bhikkhus, the intention is to keep other bhikkhus, all this becomes Nisargavachita. If there are more than 10 days.
他说，然后那个，他说有，他见过一些比库，然后有一些比库在自己床底下，然后那个储存大量的衣。 然后想这些，这又打算想给僧团了。但是这样，他这个意图，如果是供养给比库的话，然后超过十天了，然后所有这些衣都变成舍多衣，除非是他这个意图是供养给沙弥那的，然后这样才可以。So
therefore, although you have good intentions to offer to other bhikkhus, so still you fall into offense. You can't keep what's called many ropes in your with you and so forth, which are extra ropes. So then, and then the Buddha, excuse me, then there was another occasion when the bhikkhus got many extra robes and they asked the Buddha how we should behave with his robes, with extra robes. And that is the time when the Buddha told, I allow you monks to make vikapana to extra ropes. Now, this vikapana does not mean that it cancels all the other rules. Now, the vikapana it is, it's called, the concept of vikapana is after a monk acquires an extra rope, he has to go to another bhikkhu, okay, and make vikapana to him, tell him, I make this rope vikapana to you. So, this is the Vinaya procedure. Then, We are going now to explain what vikapana means.
Tomorrow. Means tomorrow or now?
No, no, no.
Okay. 然后他说那个，然后他说那个，那个这个地方净身，然后他并不是只要那个取其他学术，而是指一个比困，他得印度多于一之后呢，然后他就去另外一个比困那里。然后那个对另外一个比困说那个尊者现在这件衣，我要跟对你实行禁食。
So now in this city, no come no.
Yeah,
we are free to go on.
Yes.
If everybody agrees.Well, shall we explain the model? What do you think?
他说那个什么，今天那个in the city 没人，所以说我们可以延稍微长点，或者说如果大家那个不今天不想延长，我们今天可以现在就可以结束，大家怎么想？
都可以按长老的想法都可以。
He said, do as you like.
No, bro, you are not feel sleepy.
你们都不觉得困是吧？
11点不是10点半之前都可以的。
Anytime before 10:30. This is what he said.
Wow. So okay, now. Therefore, now if you have, for example, extra robes, whether you want to keep them for yourself, or you want to donate to others, so you have a limit of 10 days. But then.If you make them vikapana, you can extend how many days you want to keep this robe, how many months even, to extend it.
As
Kankavacharan tells, so if you make vikapana, you go to another bhikkhu and tell Iman Chivaran or Imani Chivarani, Tu ni vikapemi, I make vikapana to you, if you tell like that. So Kankavacharani and other commentaries tell, etta vata nidhetun vata, one should store it in a place.Paripunjitun pana visajetun vaditatun ramatati. One can't use it. One can't use them. One can't give them up. One can't make aditana to them. Okay? So, this is the procedure. One can store it up, not use it, lock it in a cupboard. Can't use it. Okay?
然后呢，然后跟你以后多在这个地方解释呢，然后这个比库对另外一个比库说，然后我禁食给你，然后这种所谓的那个在场禁食，然后以后多在这个地方说到此可以藏置，但还不可以使用，舍语或受持，就是说这个时候他做这种在场禁食之后呢，就他可以储存这个，但是还不可以使用，舍语或者决议这个意。
Therefore now, the concept of vikapana is, you have extra robes, you go to another monk, and then making like a deposit. Deposit, you want to make a deposit, store a robe without using it, without able to determine it. Therefore, after making vikapana, you have no control over that robe.
确实禁食这个概念就是说你把这个东西做禁食之后呢，这个东西变成你的库存了，然后就是你可以把它放一边，但是不可以使用它，就是这样，你对它没有任何控制。
So up to now, if you make it like that, you can keep it 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, as much as you like. Okay.
然后这个事儿，然后那个禁食做到这个地方呢，然后你就可以做那个这衣服，你可以储存一个月、两个月、三个月，或者你喜欢的任何时间。
So then, but, ask all, if you want to use,you have to go to the same monk, who have made vikapana, and tell them to cancel the vikapana.
但是你如果要使用这件衣呢，你还要去另外一个比库那里。然后告诉那个比库说我是那个说先取消这个禁食。
And now, this rule in Pachitya So we learn that with Upananda Sakyabuddha, he did not like that. He did not go to another bhikkhu. He did not ask him to make vikapa, Pachodarana, to cancel the vikapa. And he started using this rope. And then the Buddha told Pachitya, you can't use it.
然后这个之前应该就是这样，就是他那个这个班那个班难陀那个比就是班难陀比空，然后他就他跟另外比丘做净事，然后做净事他没把这个净取消，然后直接开始用了，然后佛陀告诉他这样做是八戒要不可以这样做。
So now evikapana it is a vinaya karma. Okay.
他说这个净事是个干嘛
？So it is like aditana. If you make aditana a rope, you know to protect not become extra rope and so forth to make aditana. But if you cancel the aditana, that finish, that rope has no more aditana on it. Then becomes extra rope. Okay? In the same way, vikapana, if you make an extra rope, vikapana, that rope you can keep without using it. But once you cancel the vikapana, then that rope became again extra rope. Okay? Then you have again 10 days to decide what to do with this rope.
然后他说呢，然后这个决议的话，他那个他已经决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就决议的话，你就
So therefore now, in that case, if we have extra ropes, you must know how to do this. As soon as you receive ropes, so in order not to fall pachitya, extra rope no? Because we have only 10 days limit. If we want to use this rope, we have to make pachudarana of the old rope, where aditana. Remove pachudarana, and you determine that rope and starting make aditana, starting using it. Okay. So now, but if you don't want to use it, okay, because it is still your ropes are intact, very good. So extra rope, now you have only 10 days. Another option, if you don't make aditana, you have to make vikapana. Okay? Then you have to go to another bhikkhu and tell them, I want to make vikapana to you. If that bhikkhu tells, okay, all right. You make vikapana, and after that, that rope, you have to put a carpet, lock, put it somewhere, aside. And you know the rope, you can't, what's called, you can't use it. Okay?
就是你那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那那
nidhana or nidheti. This is used usually for, you can find sometimes in the suttas or sometimes Vinaya Pitaka and so forth, used for long-term storage. Long-term storage. Okay, nidhana. For example, those days people, if they have extra money, they will keep it as a treasure. They will dig a hole somewhere under the house and put a pot and put all the money there and seal it and again put the soil and cover it. Cover it and for the future, if they need, I call very urgent, some urgent occasion, they will remove the soil and undig, I call remove the money from the pot. Whatever they might take, again they will seal it and I call and use that money for urgent reasons. They will not go to the pot every day like that, because it may be once in a year like that. So therefore now this use, this word nidhana or nideti, used for long-term storage. It's not just for 1, 2, 3 days.
然后呢，他是上方这个地方是英国多尔人用的这个藏置这个词，他指的是长期的放置，而不是说那个只短期放几天。比方说那个在印度人用什么词什么情况用这个藏置呢？比方说那个一些就是他自己家里边多余的钱，然后他就挖了个坑，然后把这钱放在一个罐里，然后把这个把钱放在罐里封好，然后放到坑里边，再把这坑埋起来。然后在那些紧急情况需要用钱的事儿呢，再把这坑挖开，然后把钱罐取出来，把取出钱，取出一点钱，把这个紧急事应付过去，然后再把钱罐放回去，然后再重新埋起来。然后这种情况是不会他每天都是到那坑里边把这罐挖开，然后从那边取钱用，就是一年可能只会取这么一次，啊。
So in the same way now, a bhikkhu, if he make vikapana, vikapana means you want to keep it for long term.Not for 2-3 days and again to use it. Again, make vikapana and make use it like that. It is for long, maybe for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month like that to keep it. And only in emergency case, very urgent case, when maybe your rope is lost, maybe it's called out of this rope, so it's been damaged or it's been wet, become completely, you can't use it for 2-3 days, you're out of the rope. Then you have to go to another bhikkhu.And ask him to cancel the vikapana. And then, in that case, now that rope which is under vikapana becomes extra rope. Then you can use it within 10 days, you can use it.
He said,不是这样，他说这种东西一般来说，那个禁食一般都至少两三个星期或者乃至一个月这样。他说这禁食这个仪式，如果你需要使用的时候，一般也都是紧急情况，比方说你原来这段穿着已经破了，或者那个丢了等这种情况，然后这种时候你才拿着禁食那个仪，就找到原来做禁食那个理由，这个东西需要禁食。然后那个需要禁食之后，这个仪那个如果你不决意的话，它还是多余的仪，它只能储藏储藏那个10天之内。
Therefore, vikapana is not a license for bhikkhus to use as much rope as they like, like chabbaga bhikkhus.
He said,
He spent in the open air in the winter to find out how many ropes monks, what's called, can use. So, and after he allowed vikapana, he did not allow vikapana for again to make monks use more ropes than they like. So it was to put a limit for extra ropes. If your monk has extra rope, okay, you want to use it, put in stock.Put in storage. You have to pick up vikapana. You can't use that rope. Okay? You have to put under dual ownership, it's called. It does not belong to you, it does not belong to other people, but you have to, it belongs something like that together with you. Without the permission of other people, you can't use it. Okay?
负责之所以在冷界晚上，然后坐在陆地里边做这个实验的，然后就是为了就是对比库使用液量做一个限制。确实进食这东西呢，就绝对不是说让你是想用多少钱一就用多少钱一，而是呢，而是说那个就是你多一点，如果你不用，你暂时决定不用，然后你就应该把它禁食起来，然后不得其他比库许可，没有取消这禁食之前就不能用这个一。
And this dual ownership means neither the Bhikkhu A.Nor the bhikkhu B can use. Finish. This is like keeping locked somehow and nobody can use it.
然后这个禁食所代表的所有权是有双重所有权。然后这双重所有权呢，就是那个其实这件衣是归那个一个bhikkhu和另外一个bhikkhu所共有，但是他其实这两个人谁都不可以用这个衣服，他只能那个存在一个地方。
Therefore, if bhikkhu A want to use it, maybe because his rope has been lost and so forth, so he has to go to bhikkhu B and tell him, cancel the bicarbonate ion, need to use this rod.
Mm.
And that Bhikkhu B, if he cancels it, okay, Bhikkhu A can take it,
mm.
but within 10 days he has to decide what to do with this rod. He has again, because that after the vikapana gets cancelled,
mm.
finish. Again, that rope becomes extra rope, and he can keep it only 10 days. Therefore, if you as a bhikkhu have extra rope, you can go to another bhikkhu, you can go to another samanera. Even samanera to samanera, you can make a vikapana.
What?
Samanera, you can make a vikapana.
A bhikkhu can do vikapana with samanera?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Cool. 然后所以说，如果你有多余意的话，你可以找一个比丘，甚至另外一个是上联啦，那个去做这个净食。
You can find some small samanera, tell him come come
here.
But you must explain him, otherwise the samanera will take the rope and you lose it. So you can tell him, so what now I want to make this vikapana to you.
Mm.
If the samanera doesn't understand,
mm.
you must explain to him. So after we make vikapana, you can keep this rope. You can keep in your kuti. Put it somehow any place you like in the kuti. But you can't use it. Okay?
然后呢，做做做了净食之后，你就可以保有这件衣，然后你可以把这个衣放进饭，你固定，但是你不可以使用这件衣。You
can keep 3 ropes, four ropes, 5 ropes, 10 ropes, no problem.
你可以用三件衣，五件，你可以拥有三件衣、四件衣、五件衣到十件以上的都无所谓。
Whenever you need, whenever you need, you have to go again to the small samanera.
但是你需要用的时候，你还是找这个小上面的。
And tell him now, explain him, look, I need this rope, can you cancel the vikapana? And this small samanera has to tell Pali, in Pali has to tell, in Pali.
然后这个小上面的那个需要性是他说巴黎。Maihan
Sandakan Paribunjava, Visaje Hiva Yata Pachani Vakaro. That means my property you can use, you can give up, you can do as you like.
然后这个小上面，他就说那个这些衣，是我所用的，然后请你使用，授予，或随意而坐。然后他这样说之后呢，这个计是取消了，然后你就可以那个随便用这个计时人机。Then
you can tell thank you to someone else.
然后你就可以对小上面说谢谢。And then
this rope now. You can have 10 days to decide what to do. If you want to keep it more than 10 days, either you have to determine it or to make it again the kapana. Go again to the samanera and tell him, I want to make the kapana again. Now this is according to the Vinaya standards, but some monks they try to find loopholes. Okay, like Chabbaki Bhikkhu, they are clever monks. Our monks are more clever today than Chabbaki Bhikkhu.
他说呢，然后这是根据那个基地比较的做法，但是有些比库是的这个标准是有些人像罗总，像那个那个聪明六星比库一样。
So then, now because the Kankavedi tells no, after the other monk make Pachudaran who can use it, then monks, as called, after making the Kapana, They will tell the other people, now you make Pachodharana. Immediately after the governor, tell him make Pachodharana. And then after that, people make Pachodharana, they starting using it. So they don't think that if you cancel the Vikapana, that rope becomes Atireka Seva. They think, oh, I can use it forever, however much like. So this is actually not according to the spirit of Vinaya. Because the Buddha did not allow this rule for you to use, like Chabakya Bhikkhus, to use as many rope you like.
然后他说呢，他是等于那个当时那个他那个他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他他
put to sit in this cold night outside in the open air. All they have to put this Nisagya Pachidya rule, number two, number one, number two. And other rules to make monks to limit the amount of robes. Yeah, useless. Yeah, nonsense. So, if that is the spirit of the Kapana rule, which this monk do? But it's not that.
就是如果这件事情做做法地方，那附近那个在那个基本上陆地里边做那实验，然后包括后面做这些努力，就是比方说那个制定尼萨西亚巴基利亚第一条、第二条，以及其他那个现实笔护那个使用意志，这些他们都是没用的。但是事实并不是这样。So,
therefore now you must understand that Vikapana is a measure who the Buddha put for monks to limit using many robes during the time when they don't have katina privileges. But if they get katina privilege for 5 months, they can use as many robes they like. Therefore, for seven months, they have to restrict themselves. But for 5 months, they can use as many robes they like.
那个，但是这个净食它是适用于那个，就是说那个，这个那这是适用于七个月没有那个功能意识的选手，因为也在五个月功能意识期间，然后你是可以不需要净食，也可以说出能多余的意义。Okay,
now another point is how to make vikapana samukha vikapana in the presence of another bhikkhu and paramukha sikapana in the absence of another bhikkhu.
然后下面是讲的是怎么做在讲经时候那个不在讲经时。So let me see the word. Let me see. Is it Kakavitri or Vinipitaka? Vinipitaka. Okay. Can you show me Kakavitri now? I need to check one translation. Let me see. So, so Iman Chivara Maihan Sandakam, where is that? Iman Chivara Maihan Sandakam.
Maihan Sandakam. Paripunja Visasi.
Iman Panoti. Ah, Patrudar. Okay. It's translated as Patrudar. Here they translate the word Patrudar as granting.
Grant?
Granting, I mean some kind of a inauguration, something like that.
Inauguration?
Yes, this is the translation. Inauguration.
Shudaran is like
a... Relinquishment.
No, really, cancer, invalidate.
Is 就是那个疑惑度陀第六十六三段，不是第六十六页，第六十六页，然后他那个第五章段，他的那个他有一句话，那个这些是我所用，是我所拥有的，请你使用，舍予，或随因而作。当在如此说时，名为授权，那个从此之后即可使用等。然后，当然你如果看那个巴利语词的话，那个词不是授权而是舍出。
哦。
所以说，你如果就如果如果如果如果如果把利益授权，可能会有点误会。
Therefore now we have, for example,
这里面没有，我给你指一下。对，这
不是这句话呀、
啊？对，不是，他这是一句话，是这句话没错。但是他这句话，你看是这句话，使用舍有心因而所，但如此说是名为舍除。舍除这个字不在你那儿里。
哦，舍除。哦。
对对对。然后我给你指一下他啊。哎，在那个人，在那个人，在那个人，这是那句话。然后在那个，然后那句话，然后这是那个引号。
哦。
我得。把住掉
了。哦，把住掉了。哦，把住掉了。
对，这是四名词形式。
他们在那个把住打入，
把住打入，
一，入，
他是有时候是那个
打入把住打入呢，
对，
一定是 same，
就是一那个意思是一样的。
So therefore now we have now this 把住打入把住打入呢 occurs in Vina Pitaka in context with Aditana， it is exactly the opposite of Aditana。How to cancel the Aditana? That's what. And then, in another context of cues could be Vikapa. Okay? Therefore, the whole Vinaya Pitaka, these two words, Pachudara or Pachudarana, occur with Aditana and Vikapa. Okay? Which means either canceling the Aditana or canceling the Vikapa.
他说在背诵当中啊，他说那个就是说那个这个舍除这个词，他一般舍除这个词一般来说是跟这个决议这个词或者是定时这个词在这个一起出现的。然后在决议的情况下，这个舍除意思就是把这个决议给取消。在定时情况下，那个舍除意思就是把这个定时给取消。
So now, if this rope is Aditana, you cancel the Aditana, then what happens with this rope?
It becomes a derivative.
Correct.
他说这印象有个决议，然后你把这个决议给舍除之后，这件意见会怎么样？
舍除以后，这件意见多一笔两
笔。你在 this table will become a derivative. 你在 this table will become a derivative.
Correct. 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 Now.If this chivara is vikapana, no aditana, is vikapana. If I make pachudarana, cancel the vikapana, what happens?
如果是这件意见定式，然后他把这个定式给取消，然后这件意见会怎么样？
多余也多余一
点。Same,
same
before. So now, usually, if we have a rope, daika keep rope.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, now, we know, 10 days.Limit, okay. If you like, or very good rope, you can remove old rope and then aditana, new rope, okay? No extra rope. After aditana, no extra rope. Or if you want to keep it for longer time, then you go vikapana. Vikapana, again, no extra rope.
Yes.
Okay? But if cancel the aditana, cancel the vikapana, again, extra rope.
Right. 就是你得到信息之后，要么决议，要么禁食。然后，但是你把这个决议或者禁食取消之后，这件议它又重新变成多余。
那
判定
是不是我这件衣？一件多余的衣。储存到第九天，我这个决议取消，决议用这个新衣。刚决议好。我再把这个决议取消，再决议用这个新衣，这个衣就一直可以保存。就是这个衣我
就是他以前讲过这个，就是你说这个。
对，就是说不需要怎么再穿一天这样，不需要，只要决议取消，决议取消。
对，他就这么说，他以前这么说的。
Okay, now because the time is past now, you can continue tomorrow. The rest is easier to understand. It's not difficult.
而且时间已经过了，咱们今天讲到这个地方，然后其他都很容易理解，也不是并不是很难。
OK。Tomorrow we are going to study. Let me see, I have to tell you because we have to jump many rules now. No. Okay. Sorry. We have to study 61, 62, 63. All right. We have from this vaga, yes. Only three rules from this next vaga. From the next.
下一篇我只学那个
六六六六六十二六十三，然后剩下的以前都讲过。Therefore, with next vaga, called chapter.Only the rules finish.
Okay.
反正净师只有在这条界里面讲，其他没有单独讲。
其他地方他也是会提到，然后那个，比方说那个临下邪八戒在第一条，然后他说那个多余的意，然后基本学义也为至于净师。
我知道我的意思说没有哪条界说关于净师这个单。
他刚刚讲的是那个在大厅里面，八厅八厅没有，只有大厅里边才有。
所以说如果有净师的话，就明天要问掉就结束了，后面不会再提。
对。
We know it's fans.
Also,
so the rules is the
same.
Because when we chanting the Sura Milaya someone think there must be Bamadatan, and then if you offense, if no, that, no offense.
No.It doesn't mean which is it means which is the reason for manja pamata in this school it is the reason for intoxication.